It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County, Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. It's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, episode number 12. But in just a moment, I'll tell you exactly what this episode, this weekend episode of Opinions Matter, is all about. But before that, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, which, as the name suggests, is at Fairy House Racecourse, which is near Rathose in County Meath. It's been on the go for over 30 years because it is one of the best markets on the whole island of Ireland. It really is. Like I said, it's been going over 30 years. It's been a Sunday go-to for people from near and far ever since. And the reason being, the place is just great. The atmosphere in the market is fantastic. The selection of stuff available at the market is fantastic. You'll find anything from clothing to shoes, jewellery, sportswear, workwear, bed linen, pillows, kitchenware, plants and shrubs. The list goes on and on and on. Literally anything and everything you can get at Fairy House Sunday Market. And it is a great day out as well for the whole family. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I visited the market and spoke to a number of stallholders and traders and people selling from the boot of their car, because Fairy House Sunday Market allow for car boot sales for people who want to declutter their house. And Imelda explained to me why she loves selling from the boot of her car at Fairy House Sunday Market.
I love the cleanliness, I love the staff, the facilities, and I love coming with my sister and meeting regular people. We'd sell stuff that we're finished with ourselves, all bric-a-brac, ornaments, shoes. Someone wanted gifts. Not sounding terrible, but that we're not going to use, or we might have a double up. Lots of clothes. You just never know what you get. You'd have to come and see.
Fairy House Sunday Market, every Sunday, bar maybe three or four during the year when there's a race meeting on, like Easter Sunday, but most other Sundays throughout the whole year, they are there. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Fairy House Sunday Market. And our thanks to Fairy House Sunday Market for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So let me explain to you what Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, is all about. Every day we do our Opinions Matter show live on our Facebook page, and we talk about the various topics that we debate every day that have become podcasts earlier on in the week. But during the live show on Facebook, while the audience on Facebook is building up, myself and Jeremy sit here in the studio and just shoot the breeze and chat the most random shite you can imagine. And it literally is that random shite. So on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, you'll hear how Jeremy discovered, I've been saying it for years, discovered how, well, that he actually has a horrible voice.
Hi, it's Jeremy here.
I'll explain that in a while. €3.20 of a tip in a restaurant. What tight bastard would do that? And how come we don't see any nuns anymore? All that and much more in this Opinions Matter Extra, our weekend edition of the programme. This is the uncut version. This probably isn't suitable for young ears. And this is episode number 12. Let's start last Monday.
Do you listen back to the podcast at all?
I do from time to time, yes.
Do you want it? You listen back to yourself?
Well, I'm not listening back to myself. I listen back to the podcast to see how it sounds.
So, anyway, on Saturday, I was driving in my car. I've been driving in my car. What's that song? I've been driving in my car. What's that song?
That's it, you just said it.
No, but what's it called?
I was driving in my car.
The Beatles, is it?
It's not the Beatles, you fool of a man.
No, that's Baby Will You Drive My Car.
Yeah, that's a different song.
Oh, anyway, God, so on Saturday, wreck my head. No, I can't do two things at once. So we have to draw a line under that one.
So hang on Saturday you were driving in your car.
Yeah. I can't move on until I find out that song. Hang on. What did we do before Google to find
out? I don't know, actually. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, isn't it just the best invention ever?
And well, Alexa would be.
Ah, no, Google's better.
Like yesterday, we were sitting at home, and Luke is my firstborn son.
Yep.
He says, "Daddy, can we go out and play football?" I was like, "I don't know, it's getting a bit dark. Hang on, Alexa. What time does sunset in Dublin 18? Because we have a very prestigious postcode. Well, Dublin 18. Dublin is actually the most... Dublin 18
yeah.
is the most sought-after postcode in Ireland.
It's the most sought-after postcode in Ireland. Why? Because you live there?
Well, no. It's just a sought-after postcode. Say you're Dublin 5s. I spit on Dublin 5. Sorry, I don't have much spit in my mouth, actually. Hang on.
Ah, stop it.
Dublin 5, I spit on you. Dublin 11. Let me think of another. Oh, Dublin 7. I don't even know where it is. I don't want to know. I couldn't even tell you where Dublin 7 is in the map, but where's Dublin 7?
It's south of the...
just sounds...
Dublin 7?
It sounds low cost.
Dublin 7 sounds low cost.
Yeah, it does. And I apologise if anybody listening is from Dublin 7. Where's Dublin 7?
It's south of the Liffey.
Where, though?
Over near Houston Station, that sort of area.
Hang on.
Yeah, I'm after telling you.
Dublin 7.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the postal districts.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
What?
Ah, it's Cabra and Arbor Hill. Oh.
Anyway,
Alexa's great because I was able to ask Alexa yesterday, what time is the sun setting in the prestigious Dublin 18 postcode?
And she said, piss off, you up your own arse.
She actually messaged me back. She went, woo, look where you live. Woo.
She didn't say that.
No, she says, thanks for your feedback. Anyway, I was able to find out what time the sun was going down and we knew that we had a half an hour to play football. Amazing. I've been driving in my car. Who sings it?
You have no idea who sings that song.
No, genuine. And I'm one of Ireland's...
Could you get rid of that, by the way? Seriously, there's no need. No need whatsoever.
Sorry, I can't reach Amanda. Will you switch off the radiator in here? It's very warm.
Anyway, nobody knows who sang that song, so we'll have to just move on.
Okay, but I can't...
I was driving in my car.
I was driving in my car, boys and girls.
On Saturday,
and
yep.
I was stopped at the lights, and it was a nice enough day on Saturday, as you will remember. And I had my window down, and the person... This is going to give you a bit of an erection now.
Oh.
Because you like praise.
Oh, I love praise, yeah.
Praise gives you erections.
Oh, absolutely,
stand back from the desk a bit. Give yourself
come on.
So I have the window rolled down. And the kids are in the car.
Yeah.
The kids in the car.
Yeah, very good.
That's where they are.
Yeah.
And the car next to us is a couple, probably mid-30s.
Mid-30s, yeah, very good.
And they are listening to Opinions Matter.
In their car.
I've been driving in my car.
Nobody knows who sang it, by the way.
You must know, do you? It's the Beatles, isn't it?
It's not the Beatles.
Anyway, so the couple beside us, boys and girls.
We're listening to Opinions Matter.
And my son, my two girls... are in a completely different world. They don't even know what's going on in the world.
Don't even know your name.
Their whole world is just Peppa Pig or whatever the case may be. And my son is fascinated. He's like, Daddy, why are they listening to your voice? Because he doesn't even know about this.
Why do you keep it a secret?
I don't want him listening to this. No, he listens to the Andrew Tate podcasts.
Oh, he's
doing great stuff out of Andrew Tate's podcast, but he won't listen to this. And the point I'm trying to make is it's weird. Obviously, we know that thousands of people listen to the podcast every day, but when you hear you've been played, so a couple sitting around driving the car and listening to, and it was the episode Opinions Matter Extra, which is this episode.
Yeah.
It wasn't this episode, it was the previous one. And I don't know how anybody, and this is going to be negative about the podcast.
Okay, go on.
I don't know how anybody can listen to my voice.
Oh, neither do I.
I really don't. No,
when I see the
listeners... No, don't hold back.
No, it won't.
Don't hold
when
back.
When I see the listens that we get for our podcast,
Who sang that? Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
Anyway, I'm always amazed that people actually listen to it because you've a woeful voice.
So am I.
You've a dreadful voice.
There's no need for you to double up on it.
No. I feel the need to.
But you can say, you're not that bad.
No, you are that bad. You've an awful voice. That's why you never made it in radio.
Sorry, you've been sacked from more radio gigs.
I still work on radio.
Anyway, the couple were sitting there in the car laughing away to themselves listening to this podcast, Opinions Matter Extra. And I can hear my voice coming through their Harman Kardon speakers.
How do you know what brand the speakers were?
There's good bass in them.
Oh, right.
Nice. My voice sounded very bassy.
It doesn't ever sound
like... a bit like Barry White.
No, wafting
you're
out of...
first.
Wafting out of their car.
And this is Jeremy.
Does it sound a bit like that?
That's exactly the way it sounded.
That's what I thought, yeah.
It sounded like... Oh, I sounded like a stroke victim. Which is probably... So if I sound like that without a stroke, what will I sound like?
Oh,
not unbroadcastable.
Absolutely.
Unbroadcastable.
Here's your song. Let's hang on. Mark, Mr. Zuckerberg, just give us a sec, will you?
I've been driving in my car.
Now, okay, I know the song now. That's not how I remember that song.
Why? What way do you remember?
That seems very slow down. When I remember it was, I've been driving in my car. Burp, 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 burp. That was the start of the song.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been driving in my car.
Bop, 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 bop.
That's madness. I'm sorry, yeah, Mr. Sugg, but that is not the way.
That is the way the song goes.
No, Mr. Sugg sounds like he's had a stroke in that song.
That is the way the song goes. Who sent that into us? Somebody sent that. Somebody says, that was a lady from Stateside, Jackie, okay, in Canada.
Anyway, I'm sorry,
in Canada. Thanks, Jackie.
To make a very long story short, I want to apologise to all of you who listen to this podcast because my voice is really not broadcast.
No, it's not.
It's actually awful.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds a bit like your man, and I watched a documentary about it a couple of weeks ago. Who was your man that used to, during the war? You were around during the Second World War.
I was?
Ah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you were. Didn't you used to cover up the windows to stop the air raids and stuff?
No, I didn't.
You remember your man that used to say, Germany calling, Germany calling. Remember?
That wasn't me.
On the radio. What was his name?
I don't know.
I literally have the worst voice ever.
Oh, no, you do.
And this couple who were driving a Skoda Octavia.
You lovely know. Car, yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's a great car.
Oh, I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't piss on a Skoda.
Oh, they're the best cars on the road.
I put Skodas, yeah?
Yeah.
In the same bracket as the Dublin 7 postcode.
You drive a Korean, yo. Korea. I spit on Korean cars.
Anyway, they were driving. So there's a couple in the Skoda Octavia. You'll probably be listening to this week's podcast as well. Thank you very much for putting up with my voice because...
It's horrendous.
And it's strange because my wife has often said to me when we're making love...
Don't speak.
She actually, which is another great song. Don't speak. Who sang that? Everything we do today is a song. Who sang that?
Don't speak. You know,
you've got to
be. Who was that?
Don't speak.
Oh, that's going to wreck my head now.
It's got to be heaven. You know, it's got to be heaven. That's probably
they're not the words.
Anyway, yes, my wife has regularly said to me when we're kicking it off, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
When the whistle blows.
Yeah. Don't you dare open your mouth.
Before we make love, we do the same as we do with football matches. We do a minute silence beforehand for anyone who's passed away. Anybody who's passed away this week.
So hang on. You're getting jiggy.
But we don't say getting
jiggy. That's what Will says.
Hang on a second.
Will says it.
Will!
Yeah.
I know, I told Adrian that song is out in 1995. Yeah, okay. He's had bigger hits since then. Okay.
So when you're about to get jiggy, you have a minute silence.
Sorry, hang on. Sorry, Will. Any tickets for your gig? You know he's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not coming to Ireland.
Oh, is he not?
No, he skipped us.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I'm about to get jiggy.
You don't speak.
First of all,
you have a minute silence.
I wear a black armband around my arm for
this is a freak show, this is.
For anybody who's died in the last 48 hours, yeah?
Minute silence.
Minute silence. Then the referee blows the whistle.
Yeah.
You grab the ball.
Right.
So, you grab the ball and you put the ball in the centre.
What are you talking about?
I've no idea what I'm doing.
Your wife tells you don't speak.
She has often said, let's ease up on the chatter. Let's ease up on the chatter. That's more action, less words, okay?
Right, so in other words, she can't stand your voice either. That's the bottom line.
But for years, I thought that it was a case of, you know, she just wanted me, because I can't multitask.
Right, it's either speaking or...
I can't. I was making an IKEA bit of furniture there last week, and as I was making it, she asked me to make her a cup of tea, and I couldn't.
And if it's real,
that's it.
Yeah, you remember that song?
Yeah.
Hang on, here we go. It's... There you go, don't speak.
That's literally our lovemaking song now. Don't speak. But I thought it was because she wanted me to.
That was No Doubt, by the way, Gwen Stefani.
Oh no, there's no doubt she doesn't want me to speak. Literally no doubt. No doubt in my mind.
I'm embarrassed for you.
How do you change your voice though?
Well, you don't.
Like, you can change anything but your looks.
Yeah.
You can get...
Maybe try in future speaking with an American accent. Let's try that.
Okay, American. Okay.
Yeah, so, and welcome to Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian and he's Jeremy.
G'day, how you keep on, Sheila? Oh, I want to fancy a good time with me, yeah? I've been driving in my car.
That's an American accent, isn't it?
Okay,
no, your voice is just...
Have I time to talk about anything else?
Yeah, go on, quick, what?
Well, I don't, sorry, I was about to say before we kick on, if I may have to, and this is not a joke, by the way, I might have to end the show prematurely today because I have a case of diarrhea.
Diarrhea?
Yeah. You can't say the other word, or Facebook could block it.
What, scutters?
You can't use bad language like that.
No, of course you can, yeah. You've got the scutters.
Have you ever had Frank's hot sauce?
Frank's hot sauce.
Well, he also
who's Frank?
I don't know. Well, can I be Frank?
Yeah,
it goes through you like a fucking bullet. I've literally.
So when did you have Frank's hot sauce
for lunch? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
So 24 hours later.
Yeah, it's literally so about an hour ago. Before I rang you, I just had an episode.
So you're saying you may have to leg
it. Put it this way: we should have a minute silence for my rectum, or is it the anus? Which is the We should have a minute silence for my anus. Can we all stand up now, put your black armbands on, and have a minute silence? So I had chicken wings, and when I was ordering them, Mrs. D said to me, "You're not going to be able for these." And when a woman tells me I'm not able to do something...
You do it.
I do it. And I woke up this morning, and there was rumblings.
That's it. That's your story, is it? You've got the scutters.
No, my story is, and I want to share this all with you. This is very interesting. Everybody loves chicken wings. You would, well, apart from vegetarians.
They probably don't.
Fuck them. But
they probably love them, but they just won't eat them out of principle.
Oh, yeah, my sister's like that. She called over to us last week and we were cooking white pudding. Now, I'm sorry, the smell of white pudding is better than the smell of sex.
It is, yeah.
There's nothing like it.
Yep.
Oh, that gets my juices going, the smell of white pudding. And we were cooking white pudding on the pan. And she came in. She goes, many pigs died for that pudding.
But really, she was standing there smelling it going,
And I took it up on a fork and put it under her nose.
You bastard.
And I says, would you eat that? She says, no, I wouldn't. And I know she literally would. Anyway, what was the point I was making?
I want to know. Well, in fact, Mike has a funny joke, okay? Mike says, you have a minute silence before your sex. Is that because you had the snip and like the Titanic, your balls are full of dead semen?
Well, no, I think you'll find if you've watched any documentaries about the Titanic, Mike, the seamen on the ship actually went into the lifeboats, so there was no dead seamen.
The captain was. He went down with the ship.
No, that was only in the movie.
No, he went down.
He still lived afterwards.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he sure he was on trial.
What ship are you talking about?
The Titanic. He was on trial.
He wasn't. He went down with the ship.
He was on trial for not spotting the iceberg.
He wasn't.
Yes, he actually
was. No, he actually wasn't.
Anyway, sorry.
The captain of the Titanic went down with his ship.
The point I was trying to make is everybody loves chicken wings, yeah?
Yeah.
But did you know it's all about the language? So what part of a chicken is the chicken wing? I watched a documentary about this a couple of weeks ago. It's fascinating.
What do you mean what part of the chicken is the chicken wing? It's his wings.
The reason people don't like broccoli, yeah?
Yeah, I hate it.
It's because of the name broccoli. It's not an attractive name. It's like you wouldn't eat someone called Jacinta because it's not an attractive name.
Sorry, Jacinta, if you're listening. I do apologise.
Nah, she's off today. But you wouldn't eat a Jacinta, would you?
So what are you saying? Chicken wings aren't actually chicken's wings.
So this fella... This foodie that I watch on YouTube, it's a chicken's armpit.
Ew!
That's exactly... So if you went into a restaurant today, and what day is today? Well, it has the word day in it, so you'll be in a restaurant.
Yeah.
No cooking in that house.
Come on.
If you went into a restaurant today, and on the menu... Let me get the menu. Oh, honey, what'll we have today?
Oh, I'll have some chicken armpits.
And then on starters, it said, because that is technically, it's not their wings. Chickens can't fucking fly, so they don't have wings.
They do have wings. They flap about, they can't fly.
They're not, but then it's not a wing. Like, it's a flap. Now, you wouldn't eat chicken's flaps, would you?
So, hang on, so you're telling me that I'm...
It's all about the language. So when they were invented, originally, they were invented in New York.
Okay.
In a place called Buffalo.
Well, they weren't invented because the chicken always had them.
Yeah, but nobody ever pulled the wing off and said, oh, that'd taste nice in a bit of Frank's sauce. Yeah?
Right.
So they were originally called chicken armpits because that was the part of the... And they realised that when they put them on a menu, people weren't ordering them. So they were looking at them and going, chicken's armpits. Like, no, I won't have that. And then they said, well, what fancy name can we put on them that will make them nicer? And that's why they're called chicken wings. So it's all about the language.
I never knew that.
There you go.
So this story may or may not be true. When you're ordering...
Same reason a lot of men won't go down on women.
But where's this going?
Because it's called pussy. It's not a nice word. It's literally... Is it though? Is pussy a nice word?
Oh, God, you're getting worse. You're getting worse.
But I'm not kidding.
What's wrong with the word pussy? They're cute little things.
No, but it's
they're lovely. They're gorgeous, actually. Yes. It's the only time I like a cat is when it's a pussy.
Have you ever picked one up at the side of the road and taken a bite out of it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, but there you go. That's the point. Anyway, just remember that the next time you're eating chicken wings in a restaurant, yeah?
Damien has been on to us.
Oh.
Hi, guys. Damien here. Yeah?
Yeah.
Damien says, Jeremy, for once you are wrong.
No.
An armpit is a place, not a thing.
What does that even mean?
An armpit is a place, not a thing. That actually makes perfect sense. Yeah. Well done, Damien.
An armpit.
Thanks, Damien.
An armpit is a place.
Yeah.
I don't know anywhere called armpit.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
I've something I want to get off my chest. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Legally, even though we came up with that name.
Yeah, I think we can say get it off your chest. I have something I want to get off my chest.
Yes. And in fact, the old slot.
The old slot.
Where get it off your chest used to be. You can't name the station or the time, right? And that, but where we used to do that.
Yeah.
Not doing the business.
No, there's nobody listening to it.
There's no need to be mean.
I don't know.
There's no need to be mean.
There is nobody listening to it.
There's no need to be mean.
Why?
You have a very mean streak.
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
But there's nobody listening to it. That's the fact of it.
Just our old slot is not what it used to be.
It's not. Anyway,
You stop living in the past, by the way.
Why?
Still go on about that nighttime show.
You're the one who brought it up.
No, you...
I just said to get it off your chest. Can I have something to get off my chest?
Can I say something sexist?
Sexist?
Yeah. You're like a woman.
I'm like a woman?
They're living in the past. They all live in the past. Oh. They do?
Well, I have something I want to get off my chest, yeah?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a little story. And I want to highlight something that is...
not too serious. This is a fun part of the show.
Oh, it is. Oh, I'm going to have fun.
No, but your delivery there at the moment is very...
Okay. So, I'm going to have fun at your expense.
Oh, here we go.
That's right. So let me tell you a little story, ladies and gentlemen. We run a little company here.
Don't be little our company. It's trading on the stock market.
What?
I saw it on the FTSE earlier.
Yeah, the Port Marnock stock market. We have a little company that we established
a few
years
ago. By the way, why is it called the FTSE? Is it something to do with feet?
No. The FTSE.
The FTSE. You know when you hear the business news.
Yeah, and he talks about the FTSE.
And they're always talking about...
The FTSE is up 25%.
You know, I don't know what any of that means.
Right.
But is it? What's it to do with feet?
It's nothing to do with feet.
It has? FTSEs.
Oh, you gobshite. How did I ever go into business with you?
I'm playing FTSE with you now under the desk. Do you like it?
No, I don't.
I'm rubbing my foot up and down your leg.
So, sorry, you think the FTSE is something to do with feet? You know it's a business term, yeah?
I've no idea. I always thought it was something to do with feet.
So the FTSE is up 10% today.
Is it something that in the stock market they all go...
They
bang their feet when they get a good sale or something like
that. No, it's nothing to do with that.
I just bought cryptocurrency.
No, FTSE is actually an acronym.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So do you think any of the uneducated...
I'd say most of them actually know.
Do you think any of the uneducated lemons that listen to this...
Know what the FTSE is?
Not at all. They don't even know how to tie their own shoelaces. Gobshites.
Sorry, somebody... Angela's right. FTSE is an abbreviated...
So it's nothing to do with feet?
Nothing whatsoever. It's the FTSE.
Okay, we've just wasted 5 minutes.
You said it's moving to FTSE. We're on the FTSE. We're not. We have a poxy little tiny little company. Yeah?
Jesus, did you see the profits for last year?
It's not trading on the FTSE.
Nice profits.
The Financial Share Exchange.
Anybody can look that up and see how much profit we made, can't they? Or is it a private? What type of company? Oh, we can't say.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we have a little company.
No, I'm not continuing.
Why?
Because you're downgrading the company we have.
Why, Jesus Christ. We have an almighty multinational company.
It's making if the taxman's listening, it's making no profit. We're running... deficit, isn't that the word?
We're running on fumes.
It's a deficit. A deficit. But we are. We're very...
Very what?
We're doing well.
Would you let me tell the fucking story?
That's why the company's not making money, the language.
We run a small little company, and every now and again, we claim things on expenses, maybe a bit of petrol or the odd lunch and there.
Darren's right. Footsie is a way to flirt under the table. Darren, I'll tell you, very quickly, sorry to cut in on you. I have a friend who, see if I say this, you're going to go,
I have a friend.
But I have to tell the story. I have a friend who was on a date, now this is going back about 20 years ago, and was wanked off under the table by her feet. And that's the end of the show.
That's the end of the story, isn't it?
That is a true. That is. I'll drop dead now if that isn't true.
No, you need. I need proof. I need proof.
Well, I'll tell you where it happened.
Where did it happen?
That's really relevant.
That's irrelevant.
Give me
he or she.
No, I can tell you where it happened because that place doesn't exist anymore. But they weren't aware of it. The place was. It was the Coffee Dock.
Oh, in Jury's in Ballsbridge.
Yeah. So the Coffee Dock used to serve food through the night.
Yeah.
And
a great old spot that was.
If a mate of mine picked up a, oh, it was.
Yeah, yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah.
A mate of mine picked up a lass in Annabelle's, which was the club next door.
No, Annabelle's was up the road.
It was up the road.
Yeah.
And he brought her back to the Coffee Dock.
For a bite to eat,
For a bite to eat, which is what you do. And they were, I'll never forget him telling me the story the next day. They were having their chicken wings or whatever and their burger, yeah. And the next minute, he feels a tug on his todger.
As you do.
Well, no, you don't do. Not when you're out for a meal. And she had taken off her shoes.
Yeah.
Or heels or whatever they were. I miss Annabelle's. Very gamey in Annabelle's they were.
Come on.
And she proceeded to place his manhood in between both her feet.
How'd she get them out? How'd she get it out of his trousers?
No, so she... Well, I wasn't there, okay? But she was doing it outside first, playing footsie with him outside his...
Yeah.
Outside his shaft. I don't know what you call it. And then...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I'm just...
How do you know this story?
Because he texted us all the next day and said, I got a wank in the Coffee Dock last night. And we were like, well, that's not a big deal. That's who hasn't? And then he said, well, no, she did it with her feet. Now, that takes some skill.
It does.
That woman should be in a circus.
Anyway, well, you digress me.
I say my story is better than yours.
No, because you now know what I'm... Because you've just seen this little piece of paper here. You now know what I'm going to talk about.
Sorry, but Adrian is... Well, I don't. I just obviously... So we have a company and sometimes we charge
legitimate expenses from time to time.
Not illegitimate. Legitimate.
Okay. So Jeremy went for a lunch recently with one of our potential sponsors on the podcast. And I couldn't make it. You took him out for a bite to eat.
I represented you by proxy.
Correct,
by
absolutely, proxy. Which is great. And you took this individual out for lunch, and you paid for the lunch on the company card, and that's all fine. Now, I have two issues here. The lunch that you charged...
So first of all, you told me to bring him to somewhere fancy, and I know what you're going to say. You brought him to TGI's.
Yeah, you brought him to TGI's in Fleet Street. But secondly,
I didn't get footsie under the table.
What's worse is that you gave a tip on the card.
It doesn't matter. That's private company business.
No, it's not. No. This is the story. You gave a tip on the card, on the company card, rather than in cash to the person who served you.
I don't. Who carries cash?
Everybody has. Who carries cash is just lazy.
Sorry, my phone's ringing. Hang on. Sorry. Oh, hello, 2015.
Yeah, saying I don't carry cash is just lazy. Cash. You can carry cash if you choose to.
I don't even know how I'd get cash now. I don't have cash to my name.
Have you any cash in your pocket now?
No, literally you could turn me upside down.
Yeah.
And nothing would
fall. Let me see, do I have cash in my pocket? Let me see, hang on now. Do I have cash in my pocket? I do, look.
Oh God, is that a 50?
That's a 50.
What's the yellow thing underneath it?
It's a 200.
Jesus.
Yeah. So
I know you use that for
what?
You rolled it up and snort lines of coke with that.
No, I don't. I wouldn't waste it on that. Anyhow, Jeremy paid a tip on the company card. Yeah, but what's worse is the tip was for €3.20.
I mean, when you say it back to me,
yeah, I am saying it back to you.
No, but when you do,
€3.20 of a tip, you absolutely miserably tight bastard.
Now, I'll tell you why.
Firstly, you should have given a tip to the individual who served you in cash. And on that bill, you should have given a tenner, yeah? To be giving €3.20 as a tip is the most miserable thing I've ever seen.
Well, no, can I correct you there, Mr. Footsie?
What? You think somebody would give less of a tip?
No, the most miserable thing would be not to leave any tip. So
$3.20 is an absolute insult.
First of all, I love TGI's.
Yep.
It's my favourite food, and I just fancy the TGI's. And the client that we were bringing was not, like, it wasn't...
This is nothing about the client.
No, he's a good client, but he's not a...
It's nothing about the client. It's the €3.20 tip is what I have the issue with. Who is that shite at their job that they warrant a €3.20 tip? Seriously.
You want answers.
I want answers. I want the truth.
You want the truth?
Yeah, I want the truth.
Okay, I'm not going to say you can't handle the truth because obviously you could handle
Why did you
the
only
truth.
Give a tip of €3.20?
The truth. You want answers.
Yep.
I think you're entitled to answers.
I am entitled to them,
It's your company as well. I thought you'd be happy as you are the... are you the director? Or
the financial controller.
Of our company.
Yep.
So I'm after saving the company money.
I don't care.
You should be whanking me off under the table.
You shouldn't be given the tip on the company card anyway. You should be given the tip out of your own pocket because the person who served you really well. And if not, then you don't leave a tip at all. Was the person who served you good?
I was waiting ages.
Well, then why did you leave your tip at all? Leave no tip if you're not happy with the service. The service was actually all right.
But you weren't there. I actually ordered the chicken strips in Jack Daniel's sauce as my main course, and I ordered them with dirty fries. And the dirty fries didn't come out with the main course, and by the time the dirty fries came out, the main course was finished. So I was eating the chips separately.
So why did you leave a tip at all then?
I was pissed off.
Well, then don't leave any tip and let them know I'm not giving you a tip because I wasn't happy with the service. Instead of insulting somebody and giving a €3.20 tip... You tight bastard.
But €3 is better than...
It's not. What is €3 in 2025, honestly? It's absolutely nothing. It's nothing.
It's still €3.
It's an insult. I would sooner get no tip at all than €3.20. There's the receipt, ladies and gentlemen. €3.20 and paid on the card, not even into the person's pocket.
I'm sorry, I own the company as well. It's my money.
€3.20.
Let me see.
Have a look. There it is. Look.
Because I didn't even remember this. It was only last week. Why does it not have what I bought on it?
Just doesn't.
Oh, this is the Visa card receipt.
Yeah, with the €3.20 on it. Like, how tight are you really that you can't come up with a fiver or a tenner? €3.20. That's it. I've got it off my chest now. Jeremy, if ever Jeremy comes into your restaurant, expect nothing but an insult.
The comments are
€3.20.
The comments are coming in now.
And why the 20 cent, yeah.
I think, was it 5%? I think it was probably 5% of the overall bill.
5%.
Because it wasn't an expensive bill, but you only had a main course each.
5%.
So you know when they bring over
did the lazy bastard thing and you press give tip, 5%.
And it literally gives you the option 5%. But don't put the 5% down as an option. We read out keep your comments coming in. Adrian's going to read them out, but he'll only read out the ones that are downgrading me.
Yeah, because they all are. Jeremy is tight as a nun's arse. I thought the expression was knickers, but anyway.
I'm sorry, why would somebody think a nun's arse would be tight?
I don't know. Let's move on.
I don't care.
You'd barely get an ice cream for €3.20 now.
Okay, I don't want to know what €3 would get you because that's ridiculous.
It'd get you nothing. That's the point. It's such an insult of a tip.
Okay, but if that fell on, I don't have a calculator. Hang on. So he got £3 off me. It was a 5% tip, I think.
5%, even that in
so
itself.
So he got €3 off me, okay? And let's say on any given day he serves 30 tables.
Yeah.
So 3 multiplied by, why can I not work this out in my head? 30 equals, that's £90 tips on top of your wages. Thank you. Sorry, I sit here every day talking to liquors on this podcast, like you. Yeah?
Yeah, but
where's my tip?
We're not in the service industry.
No, we are in the service. We're giving people... this isn't very much entertainment.
No, it's not. It's shite entertainment.
I wouldn't call this entertainment. I would literally be looking for my money back. But who's tipping me?
Nobody. You don't deserve a tip.
But the people that listen to this podcast, it doesn't cost them a sweet cent. Okay?
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you. I'm embarrassed for our company because that was on our company card.
That's a better one. Sorry, Kathy Kelly, who regularly texts. This is the first time we actually text something that's decent to the show, Kathy. As tight as a fisher's arse.
A fisher's arse?
Or a fisher's arse. Actually, text in your... finish the sentence. As tight as. I love those as tight as, okay? So, as tight as blank. Now,
you can send it in the comments on Facebook or on WhatsApp, 0858252626. Jeremy, leaving a €3.20 tip is as tight as...
Adrian's ma.
What?
I'm just, someone just texted it in.
No,
there.
Nobody said
that.
They just made that up.
No, Barry just texted. Look, Barry O'Driscoll.
I don't see any Barry O'Driscoll there.
Barry O'Driscoll's on Facebook. He said as tight as Adrian's ma.
Moving on. Keep them coming in.
Angela says, I'm sorry, but if my dirty fries... By the way, dirty fries are overrated. If my dirty fries were late as well, I wouldn't give a tip.
Yeah, neither would I. But you actually...
Oh, then the same Angela says, as tight as my ghee.
Oh, Jesus, Angela.
Now, Angela, from previous... Can we talk about Angela?
No, let's not.
I think we can.
No.
I think it's an open discussion.
It's not.
Now, Angela, from talking to you before in the past on this show, you've been with a few men, yeah? The Army, the Navy...
Say that.
The Air Force.
There's laws about that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Andrew Tate and all that. Yeah. Thank you. Incels.
Thank you.
But Angela, by your very admission, there's very little sex you haven't been... What am I trying to say?
I wish you wouldn't say anything.
Okay, she's had a bit of...
if you just kept your gob shut.
No, all I'm saying is, Angela, you've had a bit of cock in your day, so your ghee isn't tight.
Stop it.
She said it.
No, stop it.
No, she said it. So I'm sorry. No, she said it. If you're going to talk, if you're going to open your ghee up to...
Shut up.
Not figuratively. If you're going to open
Okay, here's another one. Yeah. As tight as a tong up my crunch.
Oh, I don't... Okay, Alan's better. As tight as a granny's growler. Now, that's not true, Alan, because let me fill you in on a little bit of biology here. As women and men get older, their downstairs parts get a lot looser.
Do they?
So a granny's growler would actually be quite loose, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Ah, you would. You've seen many granny growlers.
Jeremy is that tight. When he walks, the cheeks of his arse squeak.
No, Matthew, that's not doing it for me. That's not doing it for me. Oh, look, there's an alarm going off.
Oh.
Look at that. That's brilliant.
You've never set an alarm on your phone before. Brilliant.
Now, Jessica's going for the homophobic aspect, as tight as a gay man's skinny jeans. Now, I'll take offence to that, Jess, and if I had more time, I would delve into that. I own 10 pairs of skinny jeans.
Yeah, you look ridiculous in every pair of them.
Well, why don't you say it to my face?
I have said it to your face.
No, you haven't.
You storm off. I'm fashionable. That's what you say to everybody.
No, you've never said it to my face.
I said how ridiculous you looked. You look ridiculous in those skinny jeans. Honestly. What age do you think you are, anyway?
It's open to...
Interpretation. Well, it's not, actually. I know the precise number. I know the precise age you are.
I don't think you do. I think you'd be 5 or 6 years out, but however. I'm taking that one back. And gay men don't wear skinny jeans, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, well, then let's turn it on its head. As loose as a gay woman's trousers.
As loose as a gay woman's trousers?
You know, they wear big, wide trousers. They always wear wide trousers. Men, oh, now we're getting into skinny jeans. Robert says men should be banned from wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Robert. 100%.
Oh, then if we're going to do that then, Robert, okay. And I'll say this because time is up, the alarm went off. If we're going to ban men from wearing skinny jeans, yeah?
Yeah.
Can we ban fat people from wearing those gym plus coffee clothes? You know that make gym plus coffee? Because you don't fucking go to the gym, you just do the coffee part. Have you seen them? They're walking, they're quacking like a duck down the road, yeah? With their gym plus coffee.
I've seen them.
They've never been in a gym.
You're that tight. If you found a plaster, you'd cut yourself.
No, I don't even get that.
I get that.
I don't even get that.
You're so tight, you wouldn't let anything go to waste.
Like. So you know who wears tight jeans?
Who?
And you wouldn't say it to his face.
Who?
I tried to get the inner city votes there a couple of months ago, and I went around and I was campaigning on the doors of the people, and I was wearing me tight jeans. Would you say it to my face, Adrian Kenty?
No idea who that is.
Ah, come on, that's a good impression.
No idea who that
my
was.
My favourite thing to wear, especially when I'm in Lanzarote, if it's a bit cold and the weather...
Your man that I met in Lanzarote.
Yeah, I'll wear tight jeans in Lanzarote when I'm over there having my few drinks. Oh, he doesn't drink, does he? Or does he drink?
He does drink, yeah.
Well, why is he called what he's called then?
What?
Why is he called what he's called? Because he doesn't drink.
Well, I don't. I think maybe he didn't at one stage.
Let's not have him sue us now. We can't afford.
Let's not. No, he enjoys a tipple.
Allegedly.
No, allegedly. I saw him having one.
Anyway, my point is, would you go up to him and
I've never seen him wearing skinny jeans.
I've seen him wearing skinny jeans. Would you go up and say to him, hey, blank, G-H.
Hey, blank.
G-H. I think you look like a fucking idiot in those such as... Well, Adrian, I'm going to tell you something. You want to watch yourself tonight when you go to bed?
No, when I walked into a bar and he was there, I legged it.
And you, Nicola Tallant. Although he loves Nicola Tallant.
He loves Nicola Tallant. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, we found out two things today.
One is Jeremy's as tight as...
a granny's growler.
A granny's growler, yeah.
And Jerry Hutch may or may not wear...
skinny jeans while he's on
we
the
need
piss.
We need to get him on this podcast about skinny
for what?
Jeans. But skinny jeans. Do you... We get Paul Reynolds in, you know...
Oh, he doesn't like him.
No, but we get Paul Reynolds.
See you, Paul Reynolds.
Yeah, you're a wasp, Paul Reynolds. You're a wasp. You're a paid by the government, Paul Reynolds. So we get Paul Reynolds here.
Yeah.
And Jerry in his skinny jeans.
And Nicola over there.
And
we'll debate skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you? I can't email him back. He's useless.
Why?
Oh, he's just useless. Can't.
But you're going to have to. Adrian, if you want the thing dealt with...
Adrian has asked me to... this should have happened off air. It did happen off air, but it's spilling onto the podcast.
Yeah.
Adrian asked me to email a certain person, and that person is a gobshite. And is about as useful...
You wouldn't say that to his face.
I wouldn't say anything to anybody's face.
Yeah.
And he's about as... Actually, just to start off, can you finish this sentence? About as useful as blank.
About as useful as blank.
Okay, so this fella that I'm supposed to email, I know...
But and by the way, you better send that email.
No, because he's as useless as...
No, he's as useful as...
Is it as useful as or as useless as? Almost as useful as.
Yeah.
That would make sense. This particular person is about as useful... Okay, here we go. About as useful as a packet of condoms in a convent.
Yeah, exactly. About as useful as a packet of condoms in a convent, because you probably wouldn't need condoms in a convent.
Why, nuns make you go bareback? Is that the accusation you're making here?
I don't know if that's a fair accusation.
I have to be honest with you all. Well, you're texting in that. As useful as...
Yeah.
I haven't seen a nun since the 80s. I just want to get that out there. Where are all the nuns gone?
They're all dead.
That's a great name for a country and western song.
Where have all the nuns gone?
Do the country and western music and I'll sing it. No, C&W. Country and western. Go on,
yeehaw!
Go. Okay, go. Do the music. I haven't seen a nun in Dublin. I haven't seen a nun in Ballymun.
I don't think there were ever nuns in Ballymun.
Really?
Even at a time where we had loads of nuns.
Remember nuns? Shannon says it's useful. As you, Jeremy, in a pub quiz. I'm actually really good in a pub quiz.
Because you cheat. You have your phone under the table.
There's very few subjects that I wouldn't have answers to. So people actually ring me up every day and say, will you come along to a pub quiz?
As useful as a chocolate fire guard.
That's Mark, that was used back in the 80s.
Yeah, but you asked.
I haven't seen a nun in Ballymun.
But you probably never saw a nun in Ballymun.
Where are all the nuns gone?
Anyway, as useful as...
That was a great old gig, by the way.
Hmm?
The nuns had a great old gig.
Why?
Because they did nothing.
What do you mean they did nothing?
So they got money from God, yeah? Like Enoch Burke. Enoch Burke. They got money from God, yeah? To do fuck all. Sorry, can you curse when you're talking about nuns?
No, you probably shouldn't. There's none around,
well,
so...
I ain't going to heaven anyway, so... They got money for fuck all. Money for old rope. Because when you think about it, nuns... A priest, fair enough, that's a tough gig. You have weddings... Confirmations, communions.
Yeah.
What did the nuns do?
You have Sunday Mass, you have Saturday Mass, you have weekday Mass.
Yeah.
You have every Mass, I suppose. So priests are pretty busy, yes?
They are.
It's a busy gig, but nuns, SFA, sweet fuck all.
I never thought of it that way.
Can someone tell me?
What exactly a nun does?
What was the purpose of a nun? Yeah?
Yeah, she wanted to be a priest and they said, no, we don't allow priests. So you just have to be a nun. What did a nun do?
This fella is about as useful as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Well, no, that doesn't make sense because you could still kick someone's ass with one leg.
Or just sit down in a chair.
Your woman used to kick your man and she had one leg. Then he divorced her.
Who?
All right, so I used to be married. The divorce cost me billions. I had to pay half my money to my ex-wife. And she only had one leg. Come on, you don't know who that is. Oh, so I was married to a woman with one leg. And then she wanted to divorce me.
Oh, it's Jerry Hutch. Is it? No?
Jerry Hutch's wife does not have one leg.
He keeps getting a mention
podcast. He's going to come after you. Andrew, what were you saying about Mrs. Hutch? No, you know who I'm talking about. So I was married to a woman with one leg, and it went great. And then she divorced me. It cost me billions.
Okay, I have the lowdown now on nuns. Yeah, what did nuns do?
Okay, what did nuns
Jackie
do?
Jackie says they make the Holy
Communion. Hello, Jackie. Say hello,
hi, Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
They make the Holy Communion for Mass, and they look after some hospitals.
No, sorry. I'm sorry, Jackie. If I was going in for an open heart transplant,
yeah,
can you get one of those?
Well, obviously.
In Ireland, like?
Yeah.
Do we do transplants? No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Not at all.
Matter.
Oh, it does matter if your heart is dodgy.
The matter. Yeah, no, the matter.
You can go into the matter and get a heart transplant.
But you can't just say, "Giz one," will you? I'm fed up with this one. I want a new one.
Because my wife regularly says to me, I don't have a heart.
Yeah, so you probably could do with the transplant.
She says, I'm like the line in
Yes, we do. We do heart transplants here in Ireland.
No idea. What are the heart parts? So hang on. If you go into the Mater Hospital,
Mater Private, probably.
Oh well, that's the only place I'd be. Yeah. Sorry, I wouldn't go to public hospital. Can you see Jeremy sitting in triage with scum, with dolies?
Would you get on with it?
If I go into the Mater Private,
yeah.
Actually, no, it's not on my health insurance.
No.
The Hermitage.
Yeah.
Me. If I go into the Hermitage.
They'd say you have to go to the Mater Private.
They'd send you down. But my tick was given in because of me wife.
So who's this one-legged kicker?
We come back to the one-legged kicker. If I go into the Hermitage and ask for a new heart, it's not going to be carried out.
Can I just tell you, Jeremy?
My sister Nancy.
This is not one of the things that you kind of rock up at the front door. Hello, reception. Yeah, I wonder, could I get a new heart, please? It kind of doesn't work that way. It's only when your other one is fucked.
Yeah.
When your current one is knackered.
But my wife regularly says it is.
Yeah, you've no heart.
She says I have a heart of stone.
Which isn't really a good heart to have.
Or like the Elton John song, Cold, Cold Heart.
You have one, yeah, you have one of them.
Or Done By You. That makes no sense, by the way.
Margaret says...
No, I want to answer the question. Will a nun give me a new heart?
Nobody's going to give you a new heart.
Somebody said...
What did they say?
That nuns work in hospitals. Now, I have been to hospital many times because I'm very, very sick. I have a lot of underlying issues going on in my body at the moment, which I can't get into because GDPR. But are you trying to tell me that if I go in to get a new heart, that there's a chance that Sister Mary Fleming... You know Sister Mary Fleming?
Who's Mary Fleming?
I don't know, it just sounds like a nun's name. Sister Mary Fleming is going to come in and say, because they always talk to you, no, do you want a new heart? Now, have you been good? Do you pray to God?
Vanessa says, the nuns did run the maternity hospitals and girls' schools as well as punishment centres for women. That's all true. Nuns used to teach in the schools.
And, like, I'm not dissing nuns, okay?
Yeah, you are. You clearly are.
No, I just want to find out what they do. That's all I want to find out, what they do.
Well, they don't do anything now because they shag all of them.
So they ran maternity hospitals. So they gave birth. Now, what would a nun know about giving birth?
She knows how to what to do.
No, but a nun's never been pregnant.
No, but, well...
Oh, your woman was.
Who?
In the movie.
Mary Magdalene.
How do you solve a problem? What's her name? Mary Poppins.
Dolores Van Cartier.
That's a great nun's name. Sister Dolores Van Cartier.
Yeah.
Who's that?
The sister in Sister Act.
Oh, Jesus. Whoopi Goldberg. No. Yeah. Sound of Music.
So there was a nun in The Sound of Music who was pregnant?
Yeah, that was the whole deal. She got married because she was pregnant. She left the Abbey.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, when was the last time you watched The Sound of Music?
Obviously never. I don't think I've ever watched The Sound of Music, to be quite honest with you. Anyway, that's what nuns did. Yeah, they ran schools, they ran maternity hospitals, and they punished people.
Sorry, we have someone who's related to a nun.
Oh, related to a nun?
What do you sound surprised for? Nuns have relations.
No, but I didn't think they existed anymore.
This part of the actual podcast is probably touching on blasphemy.
You probably
at this stage. I'm just saying.
Emma.
Jeremy, you don't see nuns around anymore because they don't wear that black uniform thing anymore. They wear their own clothes. My auntie is a nun and she got trained through the convent in 11 languages she's fluent in, and then she travelled around the world to different places like China, Chile, Africa to teach language to kids who are like in poverty. And that was all through the convent.
Okay.
Now that's great. I'm delighted.
So the reason you don't see nuns is they don't dress like penguins anymore. That's basically it.
That's definitely blasphemous now.
What?
You've literally crossed.
Ah, they do. They look like penguins.
You've crossed the line. You've literally crossed.
Dolores Van Cartier said she didn't want to be dressed like a penguin.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Dolores. I love that movie and I never knew that. How did you know that was her name?
I just did.
I would follow him.
Yeah.
What a movie.
What a movie is right.
So nuns are now undercover.
Basically, yeah. That's basically, they don't wear their uniform anymore.
That's a great name for a movie, Undercover Nuns, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it could be a movie about undercover nuns. But with the greatest respect to your auntie Emma, and it's great that she's teaching languages, what's that got to do with the church, though? What's that got to do with God?
But the church pays her wages, I suppose. So.
But what? Where I thought it was about, they don't dress like penguins anymore, Adrian. Can anyone?
Yeah, no, they wear their own clothes. We just heard that.
Can anyone remember what cars, don't say it now, Adrian. Can anyone remember what cars they used to drive?
Who?
Nuns.
Nissan Micras.
Oh, geez, I just asked people to guess.
Nissan Micras.
And
they
what
all
was the
did.
Other one? Bob, there was two makes of car that they always drove.
The Toyota Starlet.
Yes, yeah. How did you know that?
They just all did. They all did.
Actually,
where the priests, they were uber posh. The priests used to drive Toyota Corollas. All the priests drove Toyota Corollas.
I have more room for the altar boys.
Stop it.
What?
Now you're really getting blasphemous.
No, sorry.
The priest didn't give you a lift home. If he did, there was an issue.
Sorry, I answered. I got a lift up to Mosny with my parish priest before.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually a true story. He brought us up to, remember the summer project? Does anybody remember the summer project in school back
yeah,
in the day?
Yeah.
Remember when the schools went off and those of us who lived in impoverished areas,
yeah,
which would be you and me and stuff like that, there used to be a summer project and the parish priest used to bring you places and the parish priest...
What, would he call to your door?
Yeah, he literally did. He called to the door and brought five of us up to...
Hello, is Jeremy there?
Yeah, he used to be always at my mother's knockers.
So he'd knock on the door.
Yeah.
Is Jeremy coming out to play?
He wouldn't say that. He'd say, hey, is Jeremy here? Today's the day that we're going up to... And I went, this is no joke, by the way. And there was no funny...
And you legged it out with your little bag and you hopped in the priest's car.
And there was no funny business, so I'm not suggesting there was any funny business.
So you and four of the lads...
This is a true story.
Yeah.
Because I told you I nearly drowned.
Yeah. You and four of the lads got into the priest's car and went off up to Bosley.
Yeah.
Very suspect.
No, there was nothing suspect.
You wouldn't have that in this day and age.
Why wouldn't you have that in this day and age? He brought us up to Mosny because...
A grown man picking up little boys.
Because back in the day, lots of parents didn't have cars. And the priest always had a car. And I think... So I've told you all the story before. I nearly died. Like, this podcast would not exist if it wasn't for my parish priest. Because
I know it would have. I just have got somebody else to do it with me.
No, but your career wouldn't even be where it is now.
I would. I'd have gotten somebody better.
You'd literally be working in a... You know what you'd be doing?
What would I be
you'd
doing?
Be working in a hut outside a building, looking after it at night. No one knows security guards.
Great
that
job.
Sits in a
That's
hut.
That's a great job.
That literally sits in a hut.
No stress, no pressure. Eating. Just sit in the hut,
eating,
watching Netflix.
Eating Caffrey snowballs.
Yeah,
that's what they all eat.
Watching Netflix.
Smoking your brains out.
You're, brilliant.
You'd literally be...
I'd love that job.
And your missus wouldn't want to know you, because you wouldn't be able to bring her on those fancy holidays. The best you could do for her is Benidorm.
That'll do.
In March. Not even in June.
No, perfect.
Have you ever been
perfect.
To Benidorm in March?
No.
It's horrible. So
it's
anyway.
Horrible anytime.
That priest saved my life. I went up to Mosny with four altar boys and the priest, and he drove us up to Mosny. And I fell into the... do you remember the pool where the white swans were?
I do, yeah.
The paddle boats. Remember the paddle boats?
Yep.
And I fell in. And so why are you laughing when I'm telling you?
I'm not laughing.
It's a near-death experience. And I went under the water and I couldn't swim. Teach your kids how to swim. Summer's great. Teach your kids how to swim. Remember the lad?
That, yeah.
Remember the lad
who did that?
What do you mean?
Summer's great.
Yeah.
Teach your kids how to swim.
That was exactly the ad, yeah. Summer's around the corner. Do your kids know how to swim? It was a great ad. Anyway, I didn't know how to swim and I fell into the pond in Mosny and I was pulled off by the parish priest.
I told you it was a bit odd.
No.
The priest...
I was literally under...
So hang on. The priest knocks on your door.
No.
He does a tour of all the kids around the area, collects them all.
No, it was a pre-arranged thing.
You head off up to Mosny,
yeah.
And then you get into the water and he pulls you off.
No, I fell in under the reeds.
Yeah.
In the pond. And that's me choking under the water.
Right.
This is a true story, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As God is my... Well, God was my witness. He was there. And I couldn't breathe. And the next minute, it was like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. The next minute, I saw a hand coming into the water. And he literally pulled me off the reeds.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that priest, ladies and gentlemen, saved my life. You may joke, but again, if it wasn't for me, you'd be in that hut. You'd be literally... Well, no, you'd be off now because of the time of day it is. But you'd be literally going in at about 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
And sit... Imagine that job.
That's a great job.
All you have to do...
Is watch Netflix... Yeah. Eat your Caffrey snowballs and smoke a few cigarettes. Great gig.
You don't have to smoke the cigarettes.
No, but
what else do you have to do?
Just make sure nobody breaks in.
But if they do, you're not.
But your mere presence there is going to stop them breaking in.
You're not going to stop them. So anyway, you should all be thankful for my parish priest, because if it wasn't for my parish priest, the FM104 phone show, which was
mildly successful,
wouldn't have existed. Dublin Talks, nobody listens.
No, nobody listens. Yeah,
that wouldn't have existed. Opinions Matter, even less listen, wouldn't have existed. You'd literally be a night watchman.
Hello, Katie.
You'd literally
want to get you in here. To prove that we could actually do this without him.
No, but you're not.
We can.
But you're not. It's a sliding doors situation. You know, sliding doors.
No,
the movie Sliding Doors.
No.
How your life can change if you miss the door opening to the train.
What the hell? What are you talking about?
Have you ever heard the expression sliding doors?
No. Sliding. Oh, well, I know what a sliding door is.
I'm done.
So sliding doors movie.
I'm done. I'm literally
what happens
done.
In this?
I don't care. It's about how your life can change just by missing one train.
The film ponders the idea of the near misses and what ifs that occur in our lives and how easily it can change the course for better or for worse of your own.
So I'll give you an example of a sliding door, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So the night I met my wife, my now wife, she wasn't even my wife when I first met her, that would be weird.
It would be very weird, yeah.
How are you? You're my wife. I don't know you. So the night I met my wife, I was DJing.
Right.
And I wasn't supposed to be working that night. But that morning, the DJ whose gig that was rang me and said, Jeremy, I'm not feeling well. Can you cover my gig? It was in Tramco.
Remember? Oh, right, yeah, in Rathmines, yeah.
Remember Tramco, or Trampco, as we used to call it then. And he rang me and said, can you do the gig tonight? I said, oh. And he twisted my arm, like the parish priest did to go to Mosny.
Yeah.
Kept at me. Go to Mosny.
No, I'd say he did.
Go to Mosny, my son.
I would say so.
Go to Mosny, my son. And I did the gig that night, and she was there, and that's how we met. So, had I not done that gig for him,
my kids
would not exist.
But you say that about everything.
My grandkids would not exist. The whole lineage would be gone. The lineage. So that is a sliding doors.
Wow. That's the best you can come up with, is it?
Well, no, I didn't come up with the thing. I'm just saying it's a thing that your life can change because of one door.
And before we wrap this up, can I go back to who's this one-legged person you were talking about?
If you hadn't have shafted Chris Barry.
No, he shafted himself.
No, you shafted.
Oh, he was a shafter.
No.
He nearly tried shafting you.
No.
Or was it shifting you? It was one of those things. I can't remember.
I would probably have to take that bit out of the podcast.
Beep it. We'd beep it.
So your whole life can change because of one sliding door.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, Paulie's been on.
Yeah, Paulie. Our buddy Paulie.
He says, imagine if you met some bird in the plaza. Now, Paulie, I DJed in the plaza. If the taxman's listening, it was cash free.
It was cash free?
Yeah, as in I did it as a learning tool.
You did it for nothing?
For nothing.
You never ever gigged for nothing.
And I met a couple of mayors in the plaza, let me tell you. And a couple of parish priests as well.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Father Jeff, by the way, just come to me.
What? All those slanderous statements you made about Father Jeff and now you want to name him?
No.
You accused him of pulling you off.
Pulling me off the reeds. Literally, I was dangling on the reeds and he said, Jeremy, I'm going to pull you off now. Grab me by the... I think it was the army grabbed me by. But he saved my life.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Anyway, you had a little story for me.
Well, it's not for you, it's for the listeners.
For us, yeah, but for us.
Looking for some advice to try and get out of something. So I was talking to a friend of mine 2 weeks ago who would be quite wealthy. No. Yeah, you would be wealthy. No, you'd be better off than I would.
Okay, that wouldn't be hard. Yeah.
There's people on the dole that are better off.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you doing? Hope you're all well. Hope you're enjoying your long holidays.
Anyway, come on.
Get a job! And he was asking me what I was doing for the Easter banker, the bank holiday weekend of Easter. And I said, I've actually got a good few days off. I'm not doing anything. And he says, well, I want to offer you something. And he wants to offer me his mobile home to bring the kids down to... for the banker, for the Easter banker.
Mm-hmm. Who calls it a banker, by the
Everybody
way? Nobody does.
Not one person. That's how, you know, you're like that song from the 80s.
Sorry, does anybody listening to us right now call a bank holiday weekend a banker?
You're like that song from the 80s.
That's like somebody saying, here, I'm going for a few tinnies.
No, but
nobody calls...
No, you're getting them in. Tinnies is an old word. Banker is the new...
Nobody calls it that.
Yeah, literally everybody does.
Banker.
What's Adrian? Is Adrian like that Hall & Oates song from the 80s?
What?
You know, the song from the 80s, Hall & Oates.
Because your kiss is on my list.
I love that song.
No, but it's not that song you're talking about, I assume.
That was your man Lowe, though.
What?
What's the name Lowe? No. That sang Cruel to Be Kind as well.
No, that was Hall & Oates.
What was his name, Cruel to Be Kind?
Nick Lowe,
was that? Anyway, I digress. Not Man Eater. What's the other song the Hall & Oates sang? You're Out of Touch.
Is that what they said, yeah?
Everybody calls it a banker.
No, they don't. No one refers to bank holidays. Bankers.
Everybody in my circle of friends, which is quite a wide circle, doing big numbers, huge numbers, huge circle.
They all call it a banker. Look, not one person. Does anybody call a bank holiday weekend a banker?
Well, my friends wouldn't be...
I'm off to a mobile home for the banker.
My friends wouldn't be the same demographic as our listeners.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's all I'm saying. My circle of friends, huge circle, big circle.
And they all call a bank holiday weekend a banker.
Let's not get caught up on the banker.
No, because you use it all the time and it bugs the shit out of me. It's a ridiculous word.
There's lots of things that you do that bug the shit out of me.
It sounds so childish.
It bugs the shit out of me when you're walking down the road and you have your hands in your pockets and you're jingling your coins. Who carries coins? You and Conor McGregor's da are the only people I know that carry coins in their pockets.
Anyway, Brian never heard that phrase. Michael Banker. No, for fuck's sake. That's what? Toffee nice territory.
Toffee nose territory.
Oh, yeah, toffee nose territory.
I'm not expecting any of you to hear because you're.
Oh,
not-
Darren, you're in good company. Darren, you know, Angry Darren.
No, that's not Angry Darren. That's not the Angry Darren that drives the forklift. That's isn't Darren.
It?
Yeah. That's.
Well, this Darren says it's a banker, but he's the only one.
Jesus, it's a sad day when that clown is agreeing with me now, I have to say.
Nobody else calls it a banker. But so anyway, tell me about the banker.
So he found out, my friend who is quite aloof. No.
Aloof?
No, what does aloof mean?
You are. Fucking aloof.
What does aloof mean?
Yeah, you think you're fucking high and mighty.
No, that's not what aloof means.
It does, yeah. No, looking down your nose at people.
Is aloof not standoffish?
Yeah, that's you as
I'm
well.
I'm not standoffish.
Yes, you are.
I'm stand-onish. I'm actually stand-onish. No, what's the word? Affluent. He's very affluent.
Well, he's got a mobile home. Wow.
So he said to me, if you're not doing anything for the bank holiday weekend, you can have my mobile home in Kilmacanog.
Who wants to go to Kilmacanog? It's only down the road.
No, it's not.
It's just outside Bray.
I checked it on the map. It's like an hour and a half drive.
No, it's not. Kilmacanog is just out beside Bray.
It's not, because the first thing I did was put it into Google Maps.
Oh, my Jesus.
It doesn't matter.
It's different. Well, it can't be Kilmacanog. Kilmacanog is at Sugarloaf Mountain. It's at the foothills of Sugarloaf.
He has a mobile home in a place called Kilmacanog.
That's in Wicklow. It's just there.
Stop shouting at me. Kilmacanog, I think it's called. And
there, Kilmacanog, Bray, County Wicklow.
Well, that's not the place then. Oh,
different place.
The place I put in, it's an hour and a half away, and it's called Kilmacanog.
It's spelled differently.
No, it's not.
Go on anyway. He's offered you his mobile home. Let's say it's Cortown, because that's an hour and a half away. Cortown. Mobile home.
What? It's near Cortown.
Right.
What's it called?
Kill something.
I'll kill you if you don't get the name of it.
Anyway, it's somewhere down there.
He has a mobile home.
Yeah.
In Kill.
Kill somewhere.
To be decided what the rest of the place is called.
Yeah.
And he said to me, do you want it for the banker? See, affluent people call it the banker.
Nobody calls. Look, read the comments, Jeremy. Read the comments.
Yeah, but none of our listeners are affluent. None of them are affluent. Do you think any of our listeners, and I don't mind I don't want to insult you guys.
But you do it every day.
I'm just spouting facts here. Facts don't care about your feelings, guys. Do you think any of our listeners, my friend who owns a mobile home in Kill
somewhere.
Yeah.
Kill somewhere, yeah.
Has letters after his name. Do you think any of our listeners have letters after name? They have numbers after the name. It's the number they got when they went to prison. Like John.
You know letters after your name.
John Doyle, 62537. Their prison name.
You've known numbers.
Yes, I actually do.
What?
Yes, I'll find out what they are in a moment.
Then you don't.
Yes, I do have.
If you had letters after your name, you'd know bloody well what they were.
My wife has about 10 letters after her name.
She's intelligent.
And that's who she tries to win arguments sometimes.
What?
By saying I have letters after my name. That's how she wins an argument in the house.
That's her argument.
Anyway, What's Brian saying? It's near Bray. It's not fucking near Bray, Brian.
Kilmechanic is.
I put it into my Google Maps.
Spell the place. Spell it.
If I knew how to spell it, I knew how
well,
to
open your Google
it.
Maps and see your recent searches.
That's actually a very good idea.
You fucking idiot of a man.
I can't do that because I'm going to lose.
Is it Curraghclough?
No, that begins with a C. Another place. Shut up for a second. So anyway, that's not the issue. It doesn't matter where it is.
Kilmuckridge.
Kilmuckridge. Where's that, Kip?
Wexford.
Okay, that's where it is.
I had to go searching Google Maps to find
it. Is it near Gorey?
It's further south.
Anyway, he has a mobile home in Kilmuckridge and said to me, do you want it for the banker so to bring the kids down?
Yeah.
And I am the type of person that if somebody asks me something, I say yes. Sorry. Ask me, do I want to do something?
Do you want to go to a caravan for the banker?
Ask me, do I want to do something that you know I wouldn't like to do?
Do you want to go for a pint?
I'd love to. See, what? That's just the type of person I am. I have to say yes. Ask me another question.
Do you want to go for 2 pints?
Absolutely. Oh, well, where are we going?
What's the point you're making? You said yes.
I said yes in jest. And then when I put it
in... Okay, so this friend of yours...
Okay,
this,
let me cut to the chip. By the way, he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Okay, Grant, what's
people
his name?
With letters after their name do not listen to this podcast.
What are you doing here? You allegedly have letters after your name.
I think his letters are MPSI or something like that.
He's a bloody real estate agent.
That's what he is. How do you know that?
MPRSA.
That's what he is. He's an MPRSI or something.
Whatever. Anyway, go on.
And as I was driving in my car...
Yeah.
It just occurred to me, I can't think. I'd rather shite me hands and clap them.
Than what?
You know, like...
Why, what's wrong with the mobile home?
I haven't said it to the kids because the kids will want to go. But actually, I can't think of anything more povo than spending... Jesus, very long breath. Darth Vader in the house. I can't think of anything more povo...
Than going to a mobile home
again. Hang on. I can't think of anything more povo... See, when you were a smoker, you could only hold that for about a second. Your lungs have healed.
Oh, they've healed. Yeah, they're brand new.
You've lungs like, what's the black fella?
Who? Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt. You've lungs like Usain Bolt. I actually can't think of anything worse.
Than going to a mobile...
It literally...
You told me earlier on this week, in fact, earlier on in this podcast, that...
Earlier on this podcast. That's not going
to
make
you
sense.
You told me that you went to Tremor for holidays. Where did you stay?
Ah, that's when I was a kid and I was impoverished.
And you stayed in the mobile home?
Yes.
And you had great times.
It wasn't my mobile home. It was a neighbour's. So,
yeah, but you had great times.
Ah, but those days have gone now.
Why, what's the difference? Your kids will have a great time.
Well, my kids are well-travelled kids. They've been to
one island.
They've been to 3 different continents.
Yeah. Name the continents.
Europe.
Yeah, and what happens after that?
The British Isles.
It's not a continent.
And Africa. They've been to Africa. My point is, if my circle of friends... My other circle of friends found out that I spent the banker in
Kilmuckridge.
In Kilmuckridge, in a Povo caravan. I literally, even people that stopped listening to this podcast, they'd say, what's happened to that man? What a fall
from... What, you went to a mobile home for a weekend?
What a fall from grace. I remember when Jeremy was a member of the aristocracy.
You were never... Like, so what are you going to do? Who's your friend? Here, tell me off air. What's his name?
I can't.
Oh, you can. Go on, yeah.
Why, do you don't know him?
I might. Oh.
You thought I was going to make up a name. It is actually him. You know him, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
No, do you actually know him?
I think so, yeah. I'm going to tell him.
Sorry, he's not an estate agent, by the way. So if you're selling your house...
That's an estate agent.
No, if you're selling your house, he'll have a look and see, well, that wall needs to be repaired and that. What's that called, that person?
An architect.
No, it's not Dermot. Yes, my friend is Dermot Bannon. Do you think Dermot Bannon has a mobile home?
Anyway, so what's the issue here? You don't know how to get out of having said yes,
I'm after agreeing to something.
Yeah.
It's like when I agreed to get a rectal exam and by my wife. She was pushing me, get the rectal exam, and I said yes, and then I had to face the consequences of a rectal exam.
Yeah.
By the way, always get a rectal exam. Cancer kills.
Absolutely.
Look 100%. At that man there.
Survivor.
That man is evidence that cancer kills.
Well, no, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, you are. Sorry, that was wishful thinking. Yeah.
No, I'm still here.
More's a pity.
Anyway.
I don't know how to get...
Shame on you, and I'll tell you for what.
I haven't...
For denying your kids a great weekend in a mobile home in County Wexford.
They literally laugh at it. They wouldn't. Oh, no, I brought my kids up to be mini Jeremys.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They're literally going to be as stuck up as I am. Yeah. Like, my kids went to a 5-star sandals resort last year on holidays.
No, they didn't. They had five sandals on.
They did have sandals, Crocs, actually, yes. Yeah. My kids are used to 5-star resorts. And they think, do you honestly think that if when I arrive at the gates of Kilmuckridge,
yeah,
and drive up the pearly gates of
Kilmuckridge,
and they see a caravan on four wheels, they're going to go, yay, this is going to be, oh no, that's child abuse. That's literally child abuse. Toosla would get involved.
Toosla would get involved for you bringing your kids to a mobile home.
I actually,
you said it was a mobile home, not a caravan.
Well, what's the difference?
A caravan's a tiny little thing that you pull around the back of your car.
A posh word. You know when fat people say that they're big boned? You actually mean fat.
No, caravan.
No, fat people. You're not big boned, by the way.
A caravan is on two wheels, and you pull it behind your car. A mobile home is in situ; it stays there; it doesn't move. Yeah.
I did know that there was a definition between the two. Yeah,
yeah, and one is bigger than the other. A mobile home is much bigger. It has bedrooms and everything. A caravan is what the lads danced in and Father Ted. That's
no,
a caravan.
I've never seen Father Ted. He showed me photographs of said vehicle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a kitchenette there. And
yeah,
stuff
no,
like
they're great.
And but I'm just telling you, it's child abuse.
But it's not.
It's Kilmuckridge, Jeremy.
Yeah, we know.
Kilmuckridge. It's where all the dubs have their mobiles.
Oh, that makes it worse.
Yeah, it is where all the dubs have their mobile homes.
The Pavo dubs.
No, lots of dubs.
Pavo dubs.
Well-to-do dubs have mobile homes.
No well-to. Are you trying to tell me if you rang up Dennis O'Brien?
He doesn't even live in Dublin. He lives in Malta or somewhere.
But he's a good friend of yours, Dennis O'Brien.
He's not really.
Yeah, the two of you did the whole water charges thing together. You and Dennis brought in the water charges. just remember that, by the way. That was Adrian that brought in the water charges. Adrian and Dennis. Do you think Dennis O'Brien has a mobile... Sorry, is it caravan or mobile home? What am I talking about?
A mobile home is like a house on wheels.
There's a telly in it.
Yeah, there's a telly in bedrooms and showers and everything.
The sofas have plastic on them.
They don't.
No, they do. She showed me a photograph. They're like shiny.
I'm going to tell your friend why you're not coming, because you think he's scum.
No, he's not scum. That's the whole thing.
But he has a mobile home.
What's the person called that goes to the house and says that crack needs to be repaired before you sell it?
I don't know.
They do a list for you when you're buying a house.
They do a list for you.
Stop repeating everything you say. You know when your son bought his fifth property this year?
Yeah.
Before you buy it,
snag list.
Yeah, you send your man in and he says...
Well, so he's a snagger.
Is that his job?
I don't think that's his title now.
No, but anyway. But I'm telling you, you were saying my kids would love it. I'm telling you, within 10 minutes of walking into that caravan, I'd say they'll say, Dad, why do you hate us? Why are you putting us through this?
I'm just telling you, as Brian says, God bless those children.
Oh no, God bless them. Nothing. They will be in a 5-star resort in the Maldives this summer.
In the Maldives? You don't even know where that is.
Or Malta.
Yeah.
And I know we all... Is that what the job... people are saying he's a snagger. That's not what he tells birds when he's chatting them up now. He doesn't say, I'm a snagger.
I'm a snagger.
I don't think he says that. Is he a quantity surveyor?
Possibly.
I think that's what he might be.
Anyway, so how are you going to get out of this? That's the bottom line. You're going to deny your kids a trip to stay in a mobile home in Kilmuckridge in County Wexford, where all the dubs have their mobile homes. Oh, you're denying your kids that.
But it's all the dubs from Darndale.
But you go to hotels in Wexford with loads of dubs.
It's Darndale dubs.
No, you go to hotels in Wexford.
DDs, we call
them. In fact, the people who own mobile homes are wealthier than the kip you go to in Wexford.
DD, Darndale dubs. That's what we're looking
at. No. You go to a hotel and you hang around with them. You told me, you sent me photographs.
Oh, I know what they are. DDMFs.
DDMFs?
Yeah.
Which is?
DDMFs. That's what they are.
What does that mean?
So what's the first two words?
Darndale.
Yeah.
Mobile.
Sorry, DM.
Ah, get on with it, will you?
They're basically Darndale mobile phone or mobile home fuckers. That's what they are. I couldn't think of any. Oh,
like I said, you go to a hotel in Wexford and it's full of scum.
You open the door in the morning and Jacinta from Darndale is in the caravan next to you having a piss.
The last time you were in that hotel in Wexford, you sent me a photograph. Oh, Jesus, look what's sitting at the bar.
I don't want to see Jacinta from Darndale having a piss into a bucket.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If anybody wants a caravan for...
you'll sublet it.
Oh, thank you. There's an idea. Why, would you pay to stay... And is it not true that if you're trying to have sexy time in a caravan, the caravan bounces up and down?
A caravan might. You're going to a mobile home. There's a difference.
I'm not going fucking anywhere. I think I'm going to fake an injury or something like that. Anyway, if you are heading to Kilmuckridge for the banker.
You won't be there.
No, just look out for the caravan that's empty, because that was the one that I was supposed to. You know what I'll do? I'll drive down the first day. What's Holy Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
I'll drive down and I'll take a photograph of me standing in front of it. Go. Then I'll send that to him on Easter Sunday. Say, what a weekend. What a weekend. What would you even do? Give me one thing to do in Kilmuckridge.
Well, you park up and then you can go take the kids out for the day. You can go to Cortown. You can go down to Wexford Town. You can go to Waterford. Those to do from Kilmacud.
I was in Cortown 2 weeks ago.
But then?
There's a chipper and a few amusements.
That's it, yep.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.